Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 15th of May. The Name and Initiative of the Father. God the Father is the source of every identity. Moreover, He is the Father of all the families of the earth in which these identities are brought forth. James, the brother of Jesus, identified the Father as the source of identities, writing, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." The lights identified by James in this passage refer to spirits or identities. We know this because King Solomon explained that the spirit of a man is the lamp or light bearer of the Lord. The Apostle Paul explained that creation springs from God the Father, writing, "There is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him." Creation is the context that has been prepared for families in which identities are multiplied through procreation. These identities were predestined to be born of God by incorruptible seed through the Word of God. The name and initiative of the Father is revealed through this process. More specifically, the glory of God the Father is seen in godly families as identities are multiplied from the womb in the bringing forth of children. In these covenant houses, the children are children of Abraham as sons and daughters of men. Following their conception, they are born again in the womb as sons and daughters of God. That is, they are born again of the seed of the Father, who is Christ, in whose name their name as a son of God resides. The references used in today's devotions are James chapter 1 verses 16 to 18, Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, and Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11. For further study, Romans chapter 1.